Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Be Bankable Business Podcast. I am your host and your money coach, Miss Kalisha, CEO and founder of Miss Tax Lady LLC, licensed Michigan real estate agent, notary, and paralegal. This is the full episode, if you've been following, for what the experts are saying about the fall housing market. So again, I am your host and money coach, Miss Kalisha. Here we talk all things bank at the Bankable Business Podcast. This content is brought to you by Keeping Current Matters. So let's jump in to our real estate bag. The housing market is rapidly changing from the peak frenzy it saw over the past 2 years. That means you probably have more questions about what your best move is if you're thinking of buying or selling this fall. To help you make a confident decision, lean on the professionals for insights. Here are a few things experts are saying about the fall housing market. Here's a quote from a recent article posted to Realtor.com. Quote, "This fall, a more moderate pace of home selling, more listings to choose from, and softening price growth will provide some breathing room for buyers searching for a home during what is typically the best time to buy a home." End quote. Michael Lane, who's the VP and GM of Showing Time, says the following, quote, "Buyers will continue to see less competition for homes and have more time to tour homes they like and consider their options." End quote. Now, again, this is something we discussed recently in another podcast on how the housing market last year or the last quarter, I want to say of 2022. Don't quote me. Check out the podcast episode for that. However, they quoted that while home sales were down that year, the number of potential buyers who actually went to view property actually increased. So again, that goes back to what we discussed as far as supply and demand. Remember, yes, we are still dealing with and struggling with the issues of supply and demand, but more importantly, we are dealing with lack of affordable housing. So again, quote, "Buyers will continue to see less competition for homes and have more time to tour homes they like and consider their options." End quote. And that again is the quote from Michael Lane, who's the VP and general manager of Showing Time. Again, that's an app I mentioned that realtors like myself use when we have prospective buyers who see a house that, you know, that they would like to purchase or they're interested in. That is how we help them navigate through the home buying process. So the expert quotes for fall sellers. Selma Help, who is the interim lead of the Office of the Chief Economist of CoreLogic, says the following, quote, "Record equity continues to provide fuel for housing demand, particularly if households are relocating to more affordable areas." End quote. And that again goes back to what we discussed in another episode recently also about how the average homeowner last year saw a net, not a net increase, but they saw their net worth increase on average by $60,000 just due to the amount of equity that they've built up over time in their homes. Don't forget, remember, we've already discussed, equity is another way to generate wealth because you can take the equity out of your home and put it towards the purchase of a future home. So again, for people that were listening into the podcast episode where we discussed why you should consider condos as a part of your home search, you know that there's a huge benefit to building equity over time, even if it's, you know, incrementally. The goal is to become, one, a great mortgage candidate, and then number two, to build enough equity to transfer into your forever home. All right, so again, that is why you lean on the experts like myself to give you that guided expertise so that we can help you make informed decisions as you're navigating, again, the home buying process. So, one more quote here from Danielle Hill, who's the chief economist of Realtor.com, says the following, quote, "For homeowners deciding whether to make a move this year, remember that listing prices, while lower than a few months ago, remain higher than in prior years, so you're likely still to find opportunities to cash in on record high levels of equity, particularly if you've owned your home for a longer period of time." something else we've discussed recently in the podcast on if you ask the average homeowner who's lived in a house, you know, for, you know, 15, 20 years or whatever, most of them do not regret making that decision. And part of that is because of the record amount of equity that they've seen in their net worth and their increase in their net worth just due to the amount of equity that they've accrued in their home. So again, home ownership can truly be a way to generate wealth and equity for your family. And again, if you heard the other episode where we discuss student debt relief, how to move beyond the debt into your home, this is definitely an episode that you want to listen to, because I shared 8 key strategies on how to move yourself through that process so that you, again, become a better mortgage candidate while you have more money to put towards a down payment, right? Again, and we just debunked the entire myth on the 20% down payment in yesterday's episode. So again, you have a trusted expert like myself, who's a licensed Michigan real estate agent, to give you the tools that you need to provide you with enough information for you to make an informed decision as you secure your forever home. That is why we preach the bankable business money mindset and the Be Bankable mission. All right, so the bottom line here is this: mortgage rates, home prices, and the supply of homes for sale are top of mind for buyers and sellers today. And if you want the latest information for your area, partner with a local real estate professional like myself, agentcoats@gmail.com, office manager and licensed Michigan real estate agent of JR Real Estate Brokerage and Holding Service, downtown Ypsilanti. Again, I am your host and your money coach, Miss Kalisha. Stay in your real estate bag, stay on board, and remember, you are beautiful, you are brilliant, and you, my friend, are truly bankable. Be well.